Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic, the Five Kingdom Classification System. You might be wondering, why do we need to classify living organisms? Well, it's really important to understand the diversity of life on Earth, and taxonomy is the science that helps us do just that. It's the process of naming, describing, and classifying organisms based on their shared characteristics. Now, here's the interesting part. Classification is not just about grouping organisms together, it's about understanding their relationships and how they've evolved over time. And, it's not a static system, it changes as new scientific evidence emerges. So, let's dive into the Five Kingdom Classification System, which was proposed by R.H. Whitaker in 1969. This system organizes all living organisms into five major kingdoms based on characteristics like cell structure, body organization, mode of nutrition, and reproduction methods. Does this make sense so far? Let's think about it. We have kingdoms like Monera, Protista, Fungi, Plantae, and Animalia. Each of these kingdoms has unique features that set them apart from one another. For example, the kingdom Monera includes prokaryotic organisms, while the kingdom Plantae includes multicellular, eukaryotic organisms that perform photosynthesis using chlorophyll. Now, let's focus on the kingdom Plantae. This kingdom encompasses all multicellular, eukaryotic organisms that perform photosynthesis. These organisms are characterized by their cell wall composition, which is made of cellulose, and their nutrition, which is autotrophic, meaning they produce their own food through photosynthesis. They also have a unique life cycle, which involves the alternation of generations. You might be wondering, what does a plant cell look like? Well, it's really interesting. Plant cells have a cell wall, a cell membrane, a nucleus, and chloroplasts, which are the organelles responsible for photosynthesis. The cell wall is made of cellulose, and it provides support and structure to the cell. The chloroplasts, on the other hand, are like little factories that produce glucose and oxygen through photosynthesis. Pay close attention to this. The kingdom Plantae is really important, not just because it includes plants, but also because it includes organisms that are responsible for producing a significant portion of the oxygen in our atmosphere. So, next time you see a plant, remember that it's not just a pretty face, it's also a vital part of our ecosystem. Let's summarize the key points. The Five Kingdom Classification System is a way of organizing living organisms based on their characteristics, and the kingdom Plantae includes multicellular, eukaryotic organisms that perform photosynthesis. These organisms have unique features, like cell walls made of cellulose, and they play a vital role in our ecosystem. Does that make sense? I hope so, and I hope you've enjoyed learning about the fascinating world of taxonomy and classification.